It's Nurses Week and Teachers Day, National Teachers Day. So this is your chance and opportunity to shout out a nurse who saved you, saved the day, changed your life maybe. And the same is true for a teacher, okay?
Yeah.
Bring it all. And Mother's Day is Sunday.
Hello.
877-310-4MSJ. Let's get going.
You've got one for us, Josh.
I actually have a nurse paramedic that actually literally saved my life that I'd like to wish I would got his name, but they literally set me on the course to get my life figured out because doctors could not figure out what was going on with me.
Yeah.
And he actually diagnosed me with a seizure disorder that set my life on course to actually getting healthy. I actually haven't had a seizure in 10 years now because of that guy.
My wow. goodness. So what did he have you do, some sort of medicine or therapies or just identify?
No, he. So I had a seizure while at the hospital and he's like, yeah, this is the worst seizure I've ever seen in my life. I've given him two doses of the seizure medicine and he hasn't come out of it. So I look like I'm just sleeping when I have them.
Wow.
But like I said, it's been close to 10 years now since I've had one.
My goodness.
Knock on wood.
And do you stay in touch with this nurse or is there's no way?
I don't know who it was. And I wish I could figure out who it was. And the fact that he set my life straight because of it, I can never praise him enough.
Right. Yeah. Well, at least you're shouting it out here. You know, it's a little something that you never know who can hear it. Just like, you know, he never knows how far his, you know, work goes to someone's life.
Oh, I can never praise him enough.
Thank you for the share on that, Josh.
And how many times a day does it happen a nurse will do something that they probably know is a life-changing situation, a decision for that patient.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, it's a shift. It's their work.
It's what they do.
And they go on.
It's what
on.
They do, but I bet you they're driven by the passion of that.
Of course, you know? They're driven. But what I'm saying is, though, they probably know this person's going to remember me, but they don't leave a card going, my name is blank.
I see what you're saying.
Blank saved your life today.
Yeah.
So keep it coming. We love hearing from you. Nurses Week, Teachers Day, 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today. Coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
I'll let you know why your Powerade may be sour this summer.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Powerade this summer, actually next week, they're coming out with a kind of a new brand, Powerade Sour.
Okay.
Power Sour?
I guess you could call it Sourade.
Sour.
Yeah. Is it kind of like Sour Patch Kids Sour?
Power is what I would call it.
There are three flavors right now. Green apple, which is the sourest of sour flavors.
Yeah.
Watermelon, lime, and blue raspberry.
Okay.
I don't need that while I'm trying to rehydrate.
Well, understand, there are a lot of people who love sour candy,
yeah,
so why not?
It's a big thing. Sour Patch Kids, everything is sour.
It's kind of addictive.
I wonder if it's going to be like the candies, because you can always tell when someone's eating a sour apple candy. You know
the
what I'm
face,
saying?
You mean?
No. That, but just the smell.
Yeah.
It's a very distinct, smell.
Sour apple.
Makes my mouth water.
Not bad, it's just the smell.
Okay. My mom used to say, it rolls my eyes back in the head.
Yeah.
Sour foods. Okay, here's another weird one. Lay's, since they are owned by Pepsi, all the same company, they're working on a Pepsi wild cherry flavor.
Oh, the chip.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't. I have nothing to say yet.
I don't know how fruit would go, but I did get a bag of those IHOP Lay's chips, and they had a hint of blueberry in them.
The chip world's getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
With this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you. Beautiful name for this. It was an easy one. The folks from Rice-A-Roni are now making macaroni dishes, so it's called Mac-A-Roni.
Macaroni, okay.
Why has it taken 50 years?
That's funny.
I mean, come on. It was right there on the box.
Honestly, it probably was pitched.
Yeah.
And somebody said no, and somebody said
Get rid of that guy. And also, we got some new Eggos hitting them. There's like six different new Eggos.
Oh.
Strawberry Delight, Cinnamon Churro. chocolate chip brownie, and that one is chocolatey. I mean, like dark chocolate.
See, now, where were those when we were buying Eggos for the girls, our kids?
Nothing says breakfast like dessert.
Thick and fluffy dark chocolate chip and a red, white, and blue pancake one.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, you know, for the 4th of July.
I love it.
And also, Chick-fil-A's dropped a couple new things on us for the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich. It's not the fried piece of chicken. It's a zesty lemon herb chicken breast, pepper jack cheese, lettuce, savory bacon.
The bacon, the maple must be in the bacon.
Yeah, and they're bringing back the peach milkshake for the summer, too.
Oh, yeah, so that's a big hit. Okay, thank you, Food Dude.
All right.
Coming up next in your Hollywood Outsider, if you needed more reason to love Ryan Gosling, well, we've got another.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
If you needed another reason to love Ryan Gosling right now, well, I'm going to drop one on you. Of course, he has the number one movie in the country right now, The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
He wowed us all at the Academy Awards a month ago or so with his performance of I'm Just Ken, which was such a risk, right? It was a risk for him to do it, so he went all out and did it. And the word is, with doing some of the press about The Fall Guy, he was asked about choosing roles because everything lands on his desk now. He has his pick of parts, and he says he tries to really read the room at home in his life and choose things that's good, things that are good for everyone. Like when he chose La La Land. He knew, and he doesn't want to take something that's going to bring him to a dark place because he'll end up bringing that home.
That's so funny because a lot of his other movies before all that were dramas
dark.
And serious.
Right.
But now he's in the happy vein.
He's in the happy place because he knows he brings him a certain energy home. Mm. He said during La La Land, he would come home. The kids are there. So he's practicing piano.
Dancing.
He's singing. They're not on set, but they get to dance and sing with him, which is another reason to just love him because he considers his family in all decisions.
Yeah. Smart. That's probably not the way they reacted when he got home from doing The Notebook.
I don't think.
Honey, you're never doing this again.
He didn't have kids.
So how does it end?
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Mama said, what things did your mother say to you that you still hear in your head today? You can jump in with those as well. 877-310-4MSJ. Things that your mom said to you that are still with you, that you still hear in your head. Because when you become a mother, you don't realize you're saying things that will live on forever, but they do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're just words of wisdom, right?
Right. Michelle sent this into our Facebook page. My mom made sure to teach us to believe it like you found it rule.
Mm-hmm.
It was a concept passed down from her dad's love of nature, and when camping or hiking, you're encouraged to leave nothing behind and take only pictures or memories. Leave it like you found it. It was that way. And everywhere you go, classrooms, church, restaurants, everywhere, out of respect for the space and the people who care for it. It's something to think about and that I think about frequently and plan to pass on to future children when I have them. Happy Mother's Day.
That's awesome.
That's from Michelle. Yeah. That is something to think about.
Yeah.
Leave it like you found it. It's a good one. This is a really fun one that came in from Gail. Tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. That was from Gail's mom.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I guess you are the company you keep, aren't you?
That's exactly what it means. Yeah. Tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. That's cool. They say you're like the five people you spend the most time with. Sam.
Yeah.
Laura says, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Have you ever uttered those words, Sam, to your children?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like...
The ones I used to get a lot from my mom involved my eyes.
Oh, right.
You know, I'd cross my eyes and make a face at her. You know, don't do that because the wind's going to blow and they'll be stuck that way.
Right.
There was always, put a light on because you're going to...
You're going to go blind.
Yeah. The extreme.
Watching TV, reading,
doing homework, whatever.
Where did we get that concept? That's not true.
I don't know.
I don't know. Probably just because your eyes are really one of your precious gifts, you know? So if you've got sight, you've got to protect it.
Yes, you do, but I don't know about the threat.
Needless to say, I didn't go blind.
Brenda said, my mom used to say, I can hear you rolling your eyes, and I probably was.
Interesting.
Moms know. All right, keep it coming. We love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook.
Jody has three things to know today, coming up next.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, cuts to Social Security benefits in the future have been discussed for years. But yesterday, a real discussion. Commissioner of Social Security, his name is Martin O'Malley. He said that the program won't have to cut benefits until the year 2035, meaning they've just pushed it back further, later than previous estimates. And if Congress wants to step in and help the program, of course they can. And hopefully they will. It's
Please
one of those
do.
Things where they just push it and push
yeah.
it. Number two, watching live sports is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's physically good and mentally good for you. Why? Particularly in large crowds. If you can be there, it goes beyond entertainment. It's exciting for you. It's a live event.
Rush.
And it's a shared experience. So as many live sporting events as you can attend with people that you like, hopefully, the better for your mental and physical. Love that. And number three, it's National Teachers Day and all week National Teacher Appreciation Week. Here's the reminder. Send something to your child's favorite teacher or one who's making a difference or did in this school year.
Hey, on the way to work this morning, maybe a teacher can grab a free breakfast. A lot of places are offering that.
Look for it. National Teacher Appreciation Week.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Well, apparently Hall & Oates is officially done.
Really?
I mean, this is not news. They've been feuding forever.
Feuding and being done are two different things.
Okay.
It started back at the end of last year when Oates tried to sell his half of their catalog. And Hall was like, no, you can't do that without checking with me first. And then there's lawsuits and all that. I don't even know if they've solved that. But at the time, Oates said, yeah, we're probably done. Now Hall has come out and said, yeah, we're done. We're finished. He said, we haven't even done anything creative together in 25 years. We just show up and do concerts.
So done not as in friendship, but done as
done. Friendship,
if they are not
everything.
Even doing anything together, but showing up and begrudgingly playing together, it's done.
All these years, that's a shame.
He was asked in a Variety interview, if we seen the last of it? And he goes, yep, that's correct.
After all these years is the point. Like Murphy,
it's a music legacy, and it ends on this note of, you know.
Sorry, we got to mourn it, Sam. We can't just accept it that they don't like each other.
It was the 80s. It's time to move on.
Okay.
Speaking of moving on, remember Taylor Swift, she put out this album called Tortured Poets a couple weeks ago.
I've heard of it.
And there's a song in there where she name drops Charlie Puth.
You smoked them 8-7 bars of chocolate. We declare Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist.
And Charlie Puth was like, whoa, I got a shout out. So he's now releasing a song as like a response song. He said it's something he's had on his hard drive forever, but was afraid to put it out.
Oh, nice.
It's called Hero, and he wants to put it out because he says it's kind of about Taylor Swift.
Loving you ain't easy, but I'm never going to stop it. I know that night I lost my head and I was being out of pocket.
None of those lyrics sound anything like thanks for being a friend or anything like that.
That's okay. It doesn't have to. Yeah. It sounds like the shout out sort of gave him the courage to do it.
To release it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's smart to do it now.
And if you remember last week, we were talking about that new song from Randy Travis.
When she'd smile.
And we were all scratching our heads like, okay, is he able to sing now? Did they grab new old stuff and AI? They had a big thing on CBS News Sunday morning about it, and it is all AI generated. They put all his music in. They had another guy sing the song, and then they replaced his voice over the other guy's voice and got the song.
That's incredible to me because it sounds just like
this. I know. Yeah. It sounds just like this.
I'm digging up home.
Which I'm assuming is, it's a brand new song.
Oh.
Newly written and everything.
Now I understand.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and coming up next, if tech frustrates you, I've got something to help you out.
Take us along and listen on your schedule. It's the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast, free and easy to download. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just search Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Yeah, it's super easy. And if tech stresses you out, by the way, if you're the kind of person that just it's not your thing, I have some good news. I think that there's hope for anybody who's tech challenged.
Really?
Jody is a self-admitted tech challenged person. Right?
I don't like it. And I mean, I appreciate it in my life. I don't want to deal with it.
Well, you need to know that you actually do have some tech skills.
Ooh.
And I'm not being condescending when I say that. I really am not.
I'm trying to think of where you might be going here.
Well, you'll remember as soon as I explain it. Yesterday, I was having to reset up a few different pieces of software on a computer that required one of these codes to activate the software. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know the code right, then the software doesn't work. And I mean, I typed in probably 20 times. I followed the instructions. I kept going back and back and back. And every time it told me that it just wasn't going to accept what I was typing in there. I mean, I screenshot. I looked letter for letter. I looked for everything.
You came in and you were fussing.
And I did. And I told Jody, I said,
tell me some of the words
this.
You used.
Right. I can't. Children may be listening. But we were fussing.
Yeah.
And?
And so after the 21st time and it didn't work, Jody said, well, did you try caps lock or something like that? And I'm like, I typed this all caps. It needed it in all caps, but sure, why not? Let me try that.
That was it.
And so when I did cap locks, it worked.
So what happened? Like one letter wasn't capitalized?
No, everything was capitalized. I was using the shift key.
And that does matter.
But it shouldn't matter.
Shouldn't matter.
Shift A is still a capital A, right?
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, but you were right,
Jody.
Well,
you should just ask me in the future. Obviously, I have more tech game than you.
Yeah. But you solved it, and you always kick yourself for saying you're not tech.
But that makes no sense.
It kind of does. You got to try different ways.
Okay.
You have to try different ways to outsmart computers sometimes.
Okay.
All right. So.
Or to think around the problem.
Good suggestion. She just doesn't know why it works. Right. But that's okay.
I don't.
We're good with that. Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
Actor Cole Hauser. And if you don't remember who he is, he's Rip on Yellowstone.
The nice guy.
He is a nice guy. He's just don't mess with him.
Yeah.
So they are wrapping up the fifth and final season of filming of Yellowstone.
Finally.
I know. Production begins later this year, and then we'll get it hopefully next year, finally. But he hinted this week when doing some press that he wants to finish strong and he wants to focus on that and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some talk about a spinoff with his character and Beth.
Oh.
I think the world would really like that. That's going to feel different, though, without all the other players.
Well, maybe they can drop in here and there.
Maybe so.
Except for Kevin.
So, yeah, Kevin may not be even in the final. Yeah. We all know that. Okay, I also have some Tom Selleck news. No joke. He's reflecting on 6 decades in Hollywood, 60 years in Hollywood, this man, and he's released his memoir today. It's called It's called You Never Know. He was on Magnum PI. He's been on Blue Bloods for, 14 years now? And he has a lot of stories to tell.
He screen tested for Indiana Jones.
Oh, he would have made a great Indiana Jones.
But he chose Magnum instead. It was like, you got both of these, pick one.
I like what he chose. And then he was Richard on Friends.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Tom Selleck is 79 years old.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We're going to check in with you next.
Now, Alex has emailed us getting ready for AP testing this week.
Social media connect.
Connect with us on Instagram, Facebook. You can even email at murphysamandjody.com. This is beautiful. It's from Alex. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Alex.
It's howdy, folks.
Hey.
I just wanted to write to you guys and say that I appreciate your show so, so much. I'm a junior in high school, getting ready for my AP exams, and you've been keeping me sane on my breaks.
Oh, that's nice.
It gets better. I've listened to you guys since I was in kindergarten.
Oh.
My alarm clock is set to your station, and I'll set it 10 minutes early just so I can sit awake and listen before I have to get up. You guys are the best, and I'm so thankful for all you've done over the years.
Wow.
Alex.
That's an honor. Thank you.
So sweet. And good luck on your exams. You know, it's tough.
The AP exam? Yeah.
Mm. Any exam, really.
Yeah.
Because you know, you feel like it's a make it or break it thing, a situation. You're not going to get a second chance, but it's not you. It's not everything.
Yeah. Finals for a lot of people right now, too. Yeah. So, yeah,
show
we know
up,
that stress exists.
Be prepared. Show up and do the best you can, but then leave it because it's not everything that you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a grade or it's a thing. So thank you for that, Alex. We appreciate you so much.
You know what I found out talking to my daughter Maddie about her finals right now?
Yes, yeah,
Sam. She gets instant results, instant grades.
Right.
I know. I guess I'm still used to when I went, because I asked her, I was like, well, you took a final? Well, when do you find out what you scored? She goes, I already know.
Right.
It's like, what? Oh, because she takes them on computer.
I guess unless it has an essay portion, you're going to know. If it's an essay, it's still going to have to be graded by a person.
Taylor and Phoebe have some of that going on when they know right away. Wow. And I've asked the same question, because to me it's like, then you wait and you wait.
I put my, it's like, oh, wait, Sam, remember what you're talking about here.
It's 2024.
You wait 2 weeks and then you go to professor's office and look on the door. And
yes, correct. Also from our Instagram and Facebook pages, things your mom said to you that stick with you and stay with you forever. Vicky says, if you make that face again, it's going to stay that way next time.
Still a popular one, yeah.
Lots of moms say that. And then Shannon, not something she says, but something she does, is always accepts everyone no matter what. I have watched her give when she had nothing to give and love even when she may not agree.
Wow.
That's the best. You got to teach that at an early age, too.
It's an example. Thank you for this. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, the high school graduating class of 2020 may be marking, for some of them, they're marking the end of their college years in the same weird way they started it, online. So commencement at New York's Columbia University and the University of Southern California, it's all been canceled due to the protest.
Yeah.
So instead, they're going to throw smaller graduation celebrations for those grads, and then the big graduation ceremony is going to be online.
Yeah.
Just a flashback for those students 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Number two, it's Nurses Week, okay? Which means if you're a nurse, there are a lot of deals for you all over the place. We're trying to appreciate you. Chipotle, free burritos.
Wow.
You go online for that. You have to, like, register to get it. But also Buffalo Wild Wings, 20% off wings. Dunkin' has stuff.
Yum.
Smoothie King. Have your work card with you and freebies this week.
Man. Teachers, nurses, and mothers all in one
week. All the way through Sunday for Nurses Week deals, yes. And number three, loving this, want to pass it on. Bird watching improves your mental health no matter what your age. It helps with anxiety, even depression, more so even than a 30-minute walk in nature, just watching and listening to birds. Why?
Yeah, it is relaxing.
The calming sounds that they make, the chirps, and just watching their precious movements. Enjoy.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
It's National Teachers Day. It is Nurses Week.
Yeah.
So this is your chance to shout out to any one of these people who have changed your life, saved the day for you. We want to hear about it. 877-310-4MSJ.
And you've got one, Mary?
Yes, I was calling about Nurses Week, and I wanted to give a shout out to she's not exactly a nurse. She's a nurse practitioner. Her name is Erin Kennedy.
Awesome.
And she literally saved my life back in 2015 because she found she had me run some tests. She had tests ran she said, let's just get some blood work and look. And anyway, throughout this ordeal, whenever the results came back, she wanted to have an ultrasound. And whenever they went in, they found that I had a tumor. And it was an aggressive type of cancer, but it was removed. And I am now, all these years out, a survivor of kidney cancer. So I wanted to give her a shout out. If it wasn't for her, we may not have ever found it.
Right.
Yeah.
You just never know.
So, right. That's right. That's exactly right. So I am thankful for her and her wisdom to go ahead and do some things that was out of the norm just to go the extra mile.
Sure. Do you sort of keep in touch with her? Are you guys friends now?
On Facebook, I do, and she's just a wonderful person, and I no longer work where she was the nurse practitioner, but I am still to this day so thankful for her and her wisdom.
Sweet. Maybe you could, well, we'll do the shout-out for sure. You could always send her a little something this week, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely.
Sweet.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Mary. That's a real blessing.
Hmm. When our youngest Phoebe was in the hospital when she was 5 or 6, I wasn't the best mom patient or patient mom. Like, I behaved a little rough, I think, because I was so stressed out for Phoebe. She had a staph infection on her skin. Anyway, long story short, after Phoebe was home safely and healthy again, I went back to the children's hospital and I found that nurse. and I apologized for my behavior.
Did you really?
I sure did. Yeah, I was so stressed out when I was there because it was our baby, our child, that I didn't behave nice. And she deserved it. She deserved me to be nice to her.
It's good that you did that.
I know.
Did you bring her a gift?
I don't remember, but I mostly brought her an apology. Yeah. Knowing me, probably did bring a gift. Yep. Keep it coming. We love hearing from you. 877-310-4MSJ. It's a special little spot when you find, you stumble upon an old movie that used to mean something to you. You can't wait to press play and let it sort of wash over you again.
Like a comfort movie?
It's a comfort thing, right? I know you have quite a few, Sam, like rom-coms and comedies.
Yes.
Okay, so there is a section on, I think it's Hulu, that's like 90s binge. And I'm like, oh, cool. And the other night, late at night, I found an old 90s movie that I loved. And I bring it up because it's about moms and daughters. Okay. Mother's Day's this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I watched it, and it's called The Joy Luck Club.
I was taught to desire nothing, to swallow other people's misery, and to eat my own bitterness.
Now, even though this is not your kind of movie, guys. I'm sorry. It was an Oliver Stone movie made in the 90s based on the novel by Amy Tan. And realize, when that book was popular before the movie was made, I tried to read the book. I picked it up, and there were so many characters, and I couldn't follow everybody. Yeah. Mm. I put it down, and then I thought, oh, here's the movie. I love the movie, and you need those faces to understand who's who.
I didn't know it was an Oliver Stone movie.
Yes, it is a beautiful story, but it's really about mothers and daughters. Not only how difficult that relationship can be, for reasons you can't even understand. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even know why you have it. That's in there, the unspokenness of that. But also the cultural differences of American daughters whose mothers are from other parts of the world.
Yeah.
In this example, it's from, these women are from China.
Okay.
But they came here and they had American daughters.
Mm-hmm. You're raised to completely different.
Differences. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just loved watching it again. And it looks like a 90s movie.
Yeah.
But it's such a beautiful mother-daughter thing. If you've never, experienced it, it's just, I highly recommend it, even though it's old.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
The Met Gala was last night. It's a 75,000 per seat fundraiser.
Get this, you have to be invited.
I know, you can't.
And once you're invited, you got to fork over $75,000 for a ticket.
Yeah, it is the ultimate rich and famous event.
Yeah.
And nobody ever sees what goes on inside because they don't allow, cameras inside. Mm-hmm. It's all about the red carpet. Everybody looks gorgeous, but nobody looks comfortable. They say that Kim Kardashian could not breathe and couldn't sit down in what she was wearing. Why? I don't understand that.
You have to outdo everybody else.
Even J-Lo, she looked fantastic, but not of this world, and like she wouldn't have been able to sit down or couldn't really breathe. I don't understand that. Like, can't catch a breath. So J-Lo was there because she was a co-chair this year. Kim Kardashian was there, but there were a lot of people who didn't show up who were invited by Vogue editors, like Rihanna. She said she was sick, and we can all believe that. She's got two little ones running around. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck was not there with J-Lo.
Wait, with J-Lo? Oh.
He was
at Dunkin'?
No. He was at the Tom Brady roast the night before. So everybody's like, where is he? He cited that he has a filming schedule. he makes movies. Beyonce did not go, but hosted an after party. I'm thinking if you're in this world, you're like, oh, is it the Met Gala again?
Yeah.
And I have to wear these weird. It's not something you can just easily show up to. You have to prepare 4 months. Now that we know about Randy Travis's new music being AI generated, is that what we call it?
Yeah.
It's also new to me. Is that something that audiences that we want, that you want from music? But like the whole argument, just because it can be done?
Yeah. And if you don't know, it's a new song that came out, right, Sam?
Yeah. It's new Randy Travis song. It's this.
But when she smiled, out came the sun.
Sounds like a young Randy Travis.
I know. I hear nothing in here that's like, okay, that's digital. Oh, that's digital. It's just, it's like perfect.
Yes. But how was it done? Because it's very technical.
They fed all of his songs into AI or whatever AI system they're using. This is a completely new song. This isn't like pieces grabbed from outtakes of old Randy Travis. This is all of his songs fed into AI so it can get the Randy Travis sound down.
The vibe.
And then when they had their song, they had a different singer late do the actual singing. And so they take that singer's singing and they lift that out and put Randy in. I don't understand. I didn't dig enough into it to understand why you had to have the singer sing it.
Right.
Probably, not just play the music.
Yeah, probably so that AI knows where to create everything done on the beat.
You have someone sing the word, so then you can put the AI into that word specifically and how long the note was held and what key the note was in.
And on CBS, the interview, the guy said, so you were breaking this down word by word. He goes, no, it was syllable by syllable.
Yeah.
Oh. I read that. It was taking a while.
It was 70% accurate when it came out of the AI, and then the engineers went in and tweaked, you know, to stretch out a phrasing to really make it sound like Randy Travis. What is interesting about it, so you just had last month a bunch of artists in the Artist Alliance really not against AI, but they want to make sure that artists' rights aren't infringed upon by AI. And so Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson, a lot of current artists have also signed, you know, this proclamation. But in this case, it's almost like it was put to good use because Randy Travis had a stroke.
Yeah.
He still had the desire to do, you know, to do something and put out some music, and so it was used for good in this case.
The head of Warner Music Nashville even said when we first started thinking about AI, he says the first thing that came to his mind is we could give Randy Travis his voice back.
So Randy Travis never sang this song.
No.
Oh,
not at all.
Okay, so it's a special case. This is not coming.
It's still a fine line, though.
It is.
You know, I mean, it shows you what it can do.
Yeah, and if an album comes out, then it's 10 more Randy Travis songs that never existed. Mm-hmm.